Gals, today I'm going to share an insider's secret with you. Get ready. Hello, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious 40-plus Women, helping you drop the wine and pick up conscious, happy, responsible living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is what we call a snippet, and you have entered Snippet Land. Welcome aboard the snippet train, gals. That's a lot of metaphors. All right, today I am going to share with you an insider secret, and I'm going to then tell you why I don't want you falling for it. What am I talking about? Okay, here's something I bet you don't know. When you decide to become a podcaster and an online coach and do the type of work that I'm doing and you get trained, you go get trained, right? You want to find out how to do this and do it right. And so I went and, you know, I'm going to go get myself educated. And so that involved a lot of stuff. But one of the things that really jumped out for me here is, here's an insider secret they tell you. They say to you, Becca, if you want to get a crowd following you, whether it's a podcast or social media or whatever, if you want to get a crowd following you, there are a lot of strategies you can use, but one of the most powerful strategies is to find a common enemy. Find a common enemy that you and the people can get together and fight against, right? So I thought about this, and I'm like, well, it's kind of obvious in my case, the common enemy is alcohol. But then we did some brainstorming. It's like, no, there's more. You've got the liquor industry, the advertising industry. You've got all the pubs out. Well, how come there's liquor stores everywhere? What's with that? What's with the liquor in the grocery stores, the gas stations? So there's another, right? It's omnipresent. There's another enemy we can get together on. And so you and I, we can all get together and become closer and more united around these common enemies. And that's how I can build a following, right? Follow me? You with me? Well, I say bullshit. That's right. I call bullshit on this one, gals. We do not have a common enemy called alcohol or the industry or advertising, because the minute we look outwards toward any of these things as the enemy, we become what? Come on, I know you know this. It's a V word. What's the V word? That's right. Victims. Well, I'd love to quit drinking, but it's everywhere. And they advertise it, and it's for sale until 24/7 in my town. And it blah. Gals, who cares? All we know is, as mature, educated, professional women, we take responsibility for our lives, ourselves, our recovery, our drinking, our past, our response to the world. If we don't step up and take responsibility, then we are victims, and I don't allow victims in Snippet Land. So I'm just, you know, I'm putting my foot down here. I'm not being facetious today. I do not believe in this theory of a common enemy. I know why they teach it. It's a strategy, right? It's a way for me to build community and say, gals, let's all get together. And the one thing we all have in common is we've got this common enemy out there that's trying to get us. But I'm just like, I don't want to encourage victimhood in any of you. And I don't care how much they advertise it, how much they sell it, how much blah, 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 we take responsibility. So if we go back a bit here, if you've been around Snippet Land at all, any length of time, you've probably heard me talk about the foundational mindset shifts that we need to take in order to grow into what we want, into these alcohol-free lives that we're imagining and into true freedom. And the one of the foundational mindset shifts is responsibility or ownership. We own it, all of it. Yeah, I drank too much. Me. Nobody held me down and poured it down my throat. This does not mean we haven't had struggles, difficulties. It might doesn't even mean we've never been victimized. So it's not the V word itself. It's how we use the V word. because I don't want you taking a victim stance in any area of your life. I want you standing up and saying, this might have happened. Yep, it might have been done to me. But you know what? I can handle it. I can step up and take ownership of my life. I can find a way out of this difficulty because no matter what somebody outside of me does, I get to choose how I want to live my life. And so you may notice, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but you may have noticed that I never talk like that on the show. I never try and rally you to a common enemy because I don't want you being a victim, babe. I want you taking ownership of your life. Now, this can be a hard one because it's nice when we get to blame somebody else. It's nice when I get to say, well, this happened and that happened and then this happened and they did this to me and he did that to me and then this happened. But, right? I mean, it's just so easy and we're so used to it. It's the way we behave in this society. We're always looking for the bad guy out there. But I'm here to say that in this area of your lives, not everybody, I'm talking to you, the 40 plus professional woman who wants to kick ass with the rest of her life. I'm talking to you. Others can do what they want. But over here, we say, I take responsibility. I take ownership for whatever's happened to me. And the reason that this can be hard, not only because it's nice and it's so nice to be able to blame someone else, but also, in many cases, we have been victimized. We've been abused. We've been physically assaulted. We've been emotionally assaulted. We've lived with the so-called narcissist who tortured us emotionally. Like all of that, whatever. We all have a story, more than one story. Back in the day, they used to say, oh, I had a dysfunctional. And then everybody kind of realized that there was no such thing as a normal, right? To varying degrees, we've all had crap in our lives, but we want to own it. We want to say, all right, my mother never showed up for me. She was never there. And then she did this and she did that. But that is not the same as saying, that's why I drink and that's why I get to drink, or that's why I'm such a mess, because that takes us into victimhood. Whatever's happened to us in the past, when we come into true and real healing, we learn how to forgive, for starters. Even the most difficult things can be forgiven. But we also learn how to reframe situations. We learn how to reprogram the way we look at our own past, our relationships. There's so much beauty in it. We work. This is what the work is about. The first couple of months, 3 months, 4 months of your sobriety should be working through this stuff and to get into the ownership, out of victimhood, but understand how, even if difficult things have happened to you and you've been traumatized, I'm not saying you don't have trauma from the past. I'm not saying that for one second. But to use it as an excuse not to show up for yourself is unacceptable, because then you got nowhere to go. You've painted yourself into a corner. So I believe with all my heart that this whole idea of having a common enemy just so I can build a community around me and maybe get more listeners and more subscribes and maybe even more clients and more money and this whole thing, that's what the whole idea is. I'm just not willing to do it, because I don't want you ever, ever giving away your power and the ownership of your own life to any external force. Everything you need to have the life that you crave is right inside of you. All of it. It's inside of you. It's there. You just need help learning how to grow into it, how to let go of the crap, how to reframe the other. Well, you know, it's all this stuff, right? We don't have to go into the list and the detail and how, but that's what we do. And we start by saying, all right, I'm going to own it, all of it. I'm going to own it. Now, show me how. Show me how. Nobody expects you to know how. I'm not sitting here right now saying, do it, it's over. I'm saying, it should be your approach, and then we learn how to own it. We learn how to get rid of this reliance on blaming other people. And just in case you're curious, what's the second foundational mindset shift? It's not quite relevant to this snippet, but it's acceptance. We accept ourselves and others in the past. But I've spoken on that. That's a different snippet. This one is really, it's about taking ownership and recognizing that there is no common enemy, because we own our lives. we choose. And that is something, my dears, that we can get together on. That's something I'm willing to build community around. That's something I'm willing to say, gals, let's get together on this and say, we take ownership of our lives. We do not allow, right? I like that idea. Let's do that. I had never really thought of it that way, but there it is. It looks like I accomplished the same goal, but I got to do it my way. Yeah, let's get together. Let's build community around taking 100% ownership of our lives so that we can live with integrity and without allowing ourselves on any level to be victims. Yeah, I love that idea. And gals, if you'd like to come a little deeper into Snippet Land, take this to the next level without going too deep, shoot me your email today. There's a little box in the show notes where you can give me your email. And in return, I'm going to send you the Sober Living Letters, which come out via email on Mondays. But not only that, I send email out almost every single day. And these are inspirational emails, not boring emails. I don't do boring. Not only that, but whenever I have a special event happening, you'll be invited. So today is the perfect day to go to the show notes and share your email with me so I can share back more love from Snippet Land. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.